I'm Gregory Berg. This podcast is devoted almost exclusively to the morning show. But once in a while, I will include bonus material that reflects some of the other work that I have done here at WGTD since joining the staff way back in 1986. This is such an instance. It is a recording of the Music Potpourri, which I hosted earlier this morning. As you listen, you'll understand why this and tomorrow's Music Potpourri are very special to me. And at 9:06, we welcome you to the Music Potpourri. I'm Gregory Berg. The potpourri I'm hosting today and the one I'm hosting tomorrow are going to be actually the last Music Potpourris. I'm not going anywhere, but as many of you I'm sure know by now, WGTD's format will be changing just a bit beginning on Monday, May 20th, in alignment with changes that are being made at Wisconsin Public Radio. And so, at least for the most part, classical music is no longer going to be a part of our programming. You will find that on what will be our sister network with Wisconsin Public Radio. So most of what I do at WGTD, which involves the morning show, remains absolutely untouched. But I won't have the pleasure of, from time to time, hosting this hour of classical music known as the Music Potpourri any longer, at least in the foreseeable future. So I'm especially happy to have today and tomorrow to play some favorites that I've enjoyed sharing with the audience over the course of these many, many years. One piece that I have enjoyed for a long, long time, ever since hearing it for the first time back in my days at Luther College, is a sparkling concert overture by Dmitri Shostakovich, his festive overture, Opus 96. Seems like a joyous way to begin, from a Telarc compact disc featuring the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra under Eric Kunzel, a CD appropriately titled Symphonic Spectacular, the festive overture of Shostakovich, to begin today's Music Potpourri.
Thank you.
We've begun today's Music Potpourri with the festive overture Opus 96 by Dmitri Shostakovich, played by the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra under Eric Kunzel. 9:14 the time. I'm playing some favorites today, and I want to turn next to the great American genius George Gershwin and to his wonderful work, An American in Paris. An orchestral work that he composed in 1928. What we're going to hear, however, is Gershwin's own original two-piano version, which is actually slightly longer than the familiar orchestral version. That is, it has a little bit of music that is not heard in the orchestral American in Paris. And I have such fond memories of playing this at Carthage College on two different occasions with my faculty colleague Jane Livingston. The first occasion was actually way back in 1998, for a 100th birthday gala concert at Carthage, which featured a number of Gershwin's works. And Jane and I played the two-piano version of An American in Paris. This was actually heard for the very first time by the world when an EMI Angel recording was recorded and released by the talented sisters Katia and Marielle Lebec. This was the world premiere recording of Gershwin's own two-piano version of An American in Paris. Thank you.
Thank you.
Katia and Maria Lebec in the world premiere recording of the original two-piano version of An American in Paris by George Gershwin. You're listening to the Thursday Music Potpourri on WGTD. I'm Gregory Berg. Now to music of British composer Ralph Vaughan Williams. We've enjoyed his music a lot in the Music Potpourri over the years. And I think in the spirit of gratitude, I want to play his tremendous musical setting of a melody known as Old Hundredth Psalm. Much of the world knows this melody as the doxology, praise God from whom all blessings flow, crafted for the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II, and heard on this Argo compact disc by the choir of Winchester Cathedral and the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, led by David Hill. Old Hundredth Psalm of Ralph Vaughan Williams.
Thank you.
Old 100th Psalm by Ray Fun Williams from an Argo compact disc titled O Clap Your Hands, featuring the choir of Winchester Cathedral and the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, David Hill conducting. To finish out today's music potpourri, a great work by Benjamin Britten, to which I've turned time and time again over the years hosting the music potpourri. It's a work affectionately known as The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. It's actually more properly referred to as Variations and Fugue on a Theme of Purcell, especially if it is heard without spoken narration. I've done the narration a number of times with both the Kenosha and Racine symphonies. Always a fun pleasure, but I really do enjoy this work in its original form without narration, as we enjoy Britten's opening, in which we hear the melodic theme by Henry Purcell played by the various sections of the orchestra, and then hear 13 variations on it, each devoted to a different solo instrument, before they all join together once again in a magnificent fugue. Here's the BBC Symphony Orchestra, led by Sir Andrew Davis on a Teldec compact disc, for this great masterpiece by Britten, Variations and Fugue on a Theme of Purcell.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
music of Benjamin Britten, Variations and Fugue on a Theme of Purcell, sometimes known as The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, from a Teldec compact disc featuring the BBC Symphony Orchestra, Sir Andrew Davis conducting. The time is 10 o'clock. Our weather forecast is for increasing clouds and a 70% chance of rain, most likely late this morning or early this afternoon. We'll have a high temperature today of 73 degrees inland, a little cooler near the lake. Cloudy overnight, still a chance of rain, low of 55. A mostly sunny day tomorrow with a high of 76 degrees. On Saturday, sunny and a high of 79. News is next. This is WGTDHD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. NPR News and classical music on your gateway to public radio.